Who wins? Who doesn't? Let's look ahead to the 2024 National Football League season. I am Todd Wright, and this is the Todd Wright Toddcast, presented by Pin Chasers, four locations in the greater Tampa Bay area to serve you. The newest location is in Brandon. Bowling, food, and fun. Visit pinchasers.net for location information, also to make lane reservations or to book a party or an outing. I can attest, as a regular customer of Pin Chasers, how much fun the outings are, how well staffed the Pin Chasers locations are, even when every lane is being used. I have set up birthday parties for kids, outings for companies. I have gone bowling with dudes, dudettes. Shoes are always free. If you are considering bowling somewhere and you are charged upwards of $10 per pair to rent bowling shoes, stop throwing away that money. Pin Chasers will include shoes, and they will even give you a pair of socks if you don't have socks to wear with the bowling shoes. They just want you to have a good time. Pinchasers.net, four locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Thanks to the Peroni family for all they do for me and the Bay Area community. Let's also talk about Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Brandon Legal Group sponsorship allows you to enjoy these podcasts absolutely free. They also would like to prevent you, if you are a state of Florida resident that was legally obligated to pay permanent alimony prior to July 1st, 2023, Brandon Legal Group would like me to remind you, as a paid non-attorney spokesperson, that permanent alimony has not been law in the state of Florida since July 1st, 2023. Stop paying permanent alimony. You can't just do it on your own. You need some legal help. Brandon Legal Group can provide that to reduce or eliminate your financial obligation going forward as it relates to permanent alimony. For a free consult, 813-902-3576 or visit brandonlegalgroup.com, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Email is right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. Recording this on Thursday afternoon, roughly 6 hours before the season opener between the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs, a rematch of last year's AFC title game, where this just in, Lamar Jackson lost and Patrick Mahomes won. Not a surprise based on the history, and we have a sample size involving both quarterbacks. John Harbaugh, have to make that distinction in the NFL this year again. John Harbaugh and the Ravens have a history of being Super Bowl contenders and winners. Lamar Jackson, not so much. 2-4 in the postseason. Meanwhile, Patrick Mahomes keeps cranking out playoff wins, even though the Chiefs did not have a first-round bye, had to go on the road for multiple playoff games last year, and still made the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl, attempting to become the first team in the Super Bowl era to win three straight Super Bowls. Never done by the Steelers, never done by the Cowboys, never done by the New England Patriots. So, let's just take a quick run through, and I want to use Vegas Insider and win totals also as a source here for playing off who wins divisions, and then we'll take a look at the wild cards. Let's see. So San Francisco's win total, according to Vegas, looks around 11 or 11.5. So that is one of the highest. Then you have Kansas City at anywhere from 10.5 to 11.5. The Jets are next at anywhere from 9.5 to 10.5. Then Philadelphia looks like 10.5. is the common number there. To Cincinnati, highest team, well, Cincinnati and Baltimore with a little edge as we speak in the Vegas numbers as it relates to Cincinnati's win total, but Cincinnati and Baltimore almost a dead heat at 10.5 wins, highest in the AFC North. Detroit, highest in the NFC North, also a lot of 10.5s there, followed by Chicago. I see some 9s and 9.5s. Buffalo looking for another AFC East crown. Do you realize only 3 starting quarterbacks can claim AFC East titles in the 21st century? One is Tom Brady, one is Josh Allen, and I'll let you send me via email who you think the third one is. And the third guy did it with 2 different teams, is no longer active, one with one team, one with another team. It's kind of an interesting note. Green Bay has the highest win total in the NFC North, looking at 9.5 to 10.5. Texans highest in the AFC South. 9.5 is what I see for the most part. Then we get to Miami for the second. Actually, that would be the third. So the Jets are the first choice in the AFC East, not Buffalo. Yeah. I just think interest in the Jets is wildly unfounded. Miami, third choice in terms of Vegas win totals, 9.5 to 10.5. Dallas, second choice in the NFC East in win totals, 9.5 to 10.5. Then Rams, second choice in NFC West, 8.5 to 9.5 win total. Atlanta gets the call, not the Buccaneers, according to the Vegas win totals. 9.5 is the number on Atlanta. Then we get to Indy at 8.5, second choice in the AFC South, slightly ahead of Jacksonville, where they have also a lot of 8.5s. Cleveland, anywhere from 7.5 to 8.5. So, and actually, more 8.5 for Cleveland. More 7.5 to 8.5 for Mike Tomlin, who has never not had a winning season. Chargers getting a lot of attention, 8.5 to 9 with the Harbaugh bump, and as much as the Stooge no longer being their head coach. And then it drops down to Vegas win totals in order. Arizona, these are sub-8 win totals. Arizona, Tampa Bay, Seattle, New Orleans, Las Vegas, Giants, Vikings, Commanders, Titans, Panthers, Broncos, and the lowest is New England, their win total at 4.5. So let me just run through these win totals that were all at basically 500 or above, and we'll go from there. So, yeah, I will project, I buy San Francisco, Kansas City. I'm going to skip over the Jets for now. I buy the Eagles, Cincinnati, Baltimore. Let's put both of them in right now. We'll put Detroit in. I'm going to skip over Chicago for now. I like Buffalo again in the AFC East. Green Bay, I think they're overvalued because they finished so hot, but this is still the youngest team in the National Football League. There's still some learning curves here. There will be some down games and some down times for Green Bay. But remember last year, I did talk about them being a potential playoff team, and they were. I still think they are, but it's a smaller check. Yeah, I think Houston is the best in the AFC South. I don't see a huge jump from last year. That it's tough to do the encore. Ask the Jaguars, who did in 2022 what the Texans did in 2023, and then the Jags had it all fall apart second half of last year. Miami, been in the playoffs the last 2 years and quick exits from the playoffs. This could go either way. I'll put a question mark there. I think Dallas is doomed with the lame duck status of the coaching staff. And the quarterback. I like the Rams a lot. I think there's a lot to like about the Rams. So we'll get back to them. Not sure what to make of Atlanta. I like Tampa Bay more for their sample size, for their consistency, for the fact that they've made the playoffs 4 years in a row. They successfully did replace Tom Brady. I think they're a playoff team. and I'll pick them to win the division until proven otherwise. So I'll put Tampa Bay in Atlanta's spot. Atlanta may or may not be a playoff team, but I think Tampa Bay is. Not into Indy, not into Jacksonville. Cleveland did make the playoffs last year and then got trounced by the Texans. And Pittsburgh will be a winning team because they always are under Mike Tomlin. So let's see what we got in terms of who makes the playoffs. So I actually have said that whoever wins the Sunday night game between the Rams and the Lions will host that same game for the NFC Championship. So I do think the LA Rams can win the NFC West. And that also means that I think the Lions can defend the NFC North. In the NFC East, it's tough for me to make an argument for any team other than Philadelphia. Philadelphia is, I think, the most talented team. I do have questions about their head coach, just like their fans do. I have questions about what happened last year. New coordinators were brought in. There is a lot to work with. There is a Super Bowl quarterback there. So I like Philly to win the NFC East. And I already said I like the Bucks in the NFC South. San Francisco, I would then put in, obviously, as a high wild card from the NFC West. So that's five. The Vegas numbers would suggest that the next most likely wild cards would be Chicago and Green Bay. I'll lean more Green Bay than Chicago because of Green Bay's head coach and more experience at the quarterback position. I'm not a believer in Eberflus. The Bears may have a future. I don't think it's with their current head coach. I think he is a defensive play caller and nothing more. Or a defensive position coach. So I'll put Green Bay in. I'll leave Chicago out. I need one more playoff team from the NFC. I don't think it's Dallas. Now, we do have this whole 9 of the last 11 Super Bowls have featured at least one team that didn't win a playoff game the year before. If you're going on the theory that Kansas City is going back to the Super Bowl, then the 9 of 11 that didn't have a playoff win the year before has to come from the NFC. So there's that trend. That could be the Rams. That could be the Eagles. Neither of those teams won a playoff game last year. So it could be either one of them in that scenario. As I'm looking for another wild card, yeah, I can make a case for Atlanta. I think the case for Atlanta is better than the case for, I think it's better than the case for Chicago. Minnesota just has an outstanding head coach and play caller. We're going to know pretty early on if the Vikings have a shot this year or not. I tend to give Darnold the benefit of the doubt because he's finally going to be a starting quarterback playing for an offensive head coach who knows how to get the most out of him and call offensive plays. We've talked about this previously on a Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast. The hodgepodge of shit prior to Sam Darnold being the backup in San Francisco that he had as head coach and or offensive coordinator in his years with the New York Jets and the Carolina Panthers. So that third wild card to me is either Atlanta or Minnesota. Those are the strongest cases I can make for that third wild card. In the AFC, so we go immediately Kansas City, immediately Buffalo. Yeah, I think Pittsburgh's a playoff team. They may not win a playoff game, but I think they're a playoff team because basically every year they win 9 games based on a 17-game schedule under Mike Tomlin. So 9 might be good enough to get in the playoffs this year. I don't think they win the division. As much as I don't like Lamar Jackson in postseason games, I think the Ravens do enough to get to the postseason. So are we putting Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Baltimore all in? So 3 teams from the AFC North, is that what I'm doing here? Then I have Kansas City in. And I need an AFC South champ. Is that it? 3? No, I have 2 more. I need an AFC South champ. Sure. That's Houston. But I wonder if there will be growing pains. That's all. I just wonder if there'll be growing pains with Houston. Because last year was so good. Will teams be more prepared for what C.J. Stroud, Bobby Slowick do on offense, and what D'Amico Ryans and Will Anderson and company do on defense? They did load up, so they sure look like the best team in the AFC South. And I need one more wild card. The Vegas win totals say the Jets are that wild card. And then the next in line that I haven't already put in the playoffs would be Miami, then Indy. Nothing is really exciting me here. Can I make a case for someone below the Mendoza line in win totals, as I've already done with the Buccaneers, to make the playoffs? Can I do that in the AFC? My choices are, I don't love Seattle in terms of their head coach with the defensive background, although it is interesting that you've got the son of Pete Carroll as your OC and the son of Bill Belichick as your DC. Raiders, I think, are quietly tanking the season. Don't love the Titans this year. Like their potential with that head coach beyond this year. Could Denver break through? Or I go with the Chargers on an 8.5 win total with their unique style. That's a lot to ask, though, isn't it? For Harbaugh and the Chargers the first year, but you know what? Let's do it. Let's say the Chargers are the last wild card. And Vegas' win total has them right about as a 500 team, so that could go either way. So sure, I'll play that card. So I've got Kansas City, Buffalo. I mean, who wins AFC North? I'll say Baltimore wins AFC North. Wild card Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Houston wins AFC South. Chargers wild card from AFC West. So there's 7 playoff teams, and just pushing through. Yeah, I think Kansas City gets back to the Super Bowl. I think they might lose it. Get all that way, all that attention. First team ever to win 3 straight Super Bowls and then lose a Super Bowl, as they did 4 years ago, losing the Super Bowl to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and lose the Super Bowl to the Rams. If the Rams win the NFC West, if the Rams win that NFC title game, if the Rams win Sunday night against the Lions, Shula, the grandson of Don, is the new DC. By the way, they traded away their leading tackler from last year. A little worried about his knee. I hear it didn't look great in workouts throughout camp. So the Rams might be getting out in front of something that is a problem. And they do have Jared Verse in that front 7 now. Replacing Aaron Donald's going to be tough. But I like their new coordinator and their new plan. So they're my playoff teams. NFC, Eagles, Lions, Bucks, Rams win divisions. Niners, Packers, and either Atlanta or Minnesota is a wild card. I'll leave it at that. One of those two. AFC, Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Texans win divisions, wild cards, Bengals, Steelers, Chargers, Chiefs get back to the Super Bowl, lose it to the NFC representative, and what the heck. I'll take the Rams to win the Super Bowl since they did it just 3 years ago. It's the same head coach. It's the same quarterback. I also, if you notice, will not put any head coaches with defensive backgrounds into the Super Bowl. So that eliminates some playoff teams from getting there. Bowles has a defensive background, so I think the Bucks have a ceiling. Ra has a defensive background in Atlanta, so that limits them. Then you have a ceiling on the Texans because of D'Amico Ryan's defensive background. And I think that also limits the Jets because of Saleh's defensive background. The last head coach with a defensive background who made a Super Bowl, not named Bill Belichick, was Dan Quinn, Super Bowl 51. That was the last head coach with an almost exclusively defensive approach to his coaching that made a Super Bowl. Here's the rest since Dan Quinn, and that Super Bowl didn't end well for him. Not named Bill Belichick. And if you don't know, in the last 10 years or so of Belichick with New England, he was extremely hands-on and involved with offense. He was involved with play calling. He was involved with game planning. He could jump in any team meeting. He met with the quarterbacks. So while Belichick is obviously known more for defense, he got more involved with offense. That helped him win his last three Super Bowls. So to call him exclusively a defensive head coach who stays out of the business and lets the offensive coaches do all the work and call the plays, inaccurate. So here's the list. Super Bowl 52 was Belichick versus Peterson. Both were involved with offense. Super Bowl 53 was Belichick versus McVay. Both were involved with offense. Super Bowl 54 was Shanahan versus Reed. Both involved with offense. Super Bowl 55 was Arians over Reed. Both involved with offense. Super Bowl 56, McVay over Taylor. Both involved with offense. Super Bowl 57 was Reed over Eagles. Sirianni, both more involved, both involved with offense. Super Bowl 58, Reed, Shanahan, both involved with offense. That's a pretty strong trend. So there's a ceiling on teams like the Bills, like the Bucks, that have head coaches who have no involvement with the offense, with the play calling, with the game planning, and the quarterback. So I'm going to stick with that. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com is my email. Send me your predictions. Tell me how bad mine were. I've made some pretty bad ones in the past. But let's see how this plays out. Let's have fun. Oh, it's here. Let's play some football. And remember, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast and the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast are available separately from this podcast on some of the same and some different platforms. You can find all via joebucksfan.com as well. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Ping Chasers and Brandon Legal Group. Talk to you next week.